Karl Blau mit Let the World Go By bei Flux FM in der Morningshow am Nachmittag. Und der gerade gehörte Künstler aus der Konserve sitzt jetzt auch live in Fleisch und Blut und Farbe und einem höchst interessanten T-Shirt neben mir. Und er wird heute Abend aufspielen, und zwar im Privatclub, und seine aktuelle Platte vorstellen. Introducing Karl Blau. Und ich sage erstmal herzlich willkommen, wunderschönen guten Tag. Welcome to Flux FM.
Oh, danke. Vielen Dank.
Mr. Blau, you can speak German.
Nein. aber meine Frau mag die T-Shirt.
Your wife,
yes,
made this T-Shirt?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Out of a special...
Well, she thrift store.
Okay.
Material.
Ach, and, Quatsch.
Also yeah, secondhand material.
And seine Frau kauft im Secondhand Shop die Stoffe und hat ihm ein total schönes T-Shirt genäht. Und mm-hmm. Does she sell it in your hometown or
she
over
does,
the world?
She sell, she's got a... She does a... this shop called Other Wild in Los Angeles, mm-hmm, sells her things.
Oh, yeah. Wow. But mm-hmm, you live still in the northwest, mm-hmm, of America.
North of Seattle, Anacortes, Washington.
Anacortes, wo er eigentlich ja auch Austernfischer hätte werden können, denn seine Familie macht das seit Generationen, but you didn't want to be an oyster fisher.
Well, I like that job. I might retire from music someday and go back. I like it. It's nice. It's hard work, but it's very rewarding.
Yeah.
Not, you don't make money, but it's rewarding spiritually.
But your grandfather and your grand-grand-grandfather also,
yeah,
did
my
that?
My great-grandfather, grandfather, and my father, yes.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about a typical oyster fishing day. What is so hard about it?
Well,
what are
I
the
mean,
skills?
Yeah, well, right now, what we would do is in the middle of the night, we would go out because that's when the tides go out. In the middle of the night, and you stake the lanterns out, which are lit by a match, and, you know, very old school. And you pick the oysters into the basket and put them into the bigger basket, and you work for 4 to 6 hours in the middle of the night in freezing cold and wind, and so that's pretty exciting.
So how often do you get to eat oysters, or can't you see them anymore?
I mean, oh yeah, I can still, my wife likes them much more than I do, uh-huh, but which is good. Yeah, anytime.
What is the best way to eat for you an oyster?
Oh, you just open it up and go to town.
You go to town?
Yeah.
Meaning? But do you put something on it, like
no,
a lemon?
No, yeah, or? Yeah, yeah. People do. Salsa or lemon. It depends on what you like.
And Carla, when you go into a restaurant and they have fresh oysters and you, mm-hmm, see them, what is your, you know, what do you need to see when you can say, well, this is a fresh oyster, that's a very good oyster, and here they're selling crap?
Oh, well, you know, I have a rule about oysters, which is I eat them by the sea.
Okay, no place else then. Not in Berlin. Oysters
so
in Berlin?
Far,
no
not
way.
Inland, it probably wouldn't be my first choice. Although, yeah, I would taste it maybe.
Gut, also das mit den Austern haben wir jetzt geklärt. Er wollte kein Austernfischer werden, obwohl das seit Generationen so gemacht wird, aber er widmet sich lieber der Musik. Seitdem er 18 Jahre alt ist, macht er Musik. Er ist ja ein sehr interessanter Künstler, der, wie gesagt, aus dem Nordwesten Amerikas kommt, aus Washington State. Ein Multi-Instrumentalist, vor allen Dingen auch ein DIY-Typ, denn er sagt selber, hey, ich bin hier Bandmanager, ich bin der Fahrer des Busses, ich mache alles alleine. Und er hat über 40 Alben schon rausgebracht, 35 ja, allein stehen im Netz, die man sich holen kann. So more than 35 Album.
Yeah, something like 40. Yeah, 45.
Yeah, das ist crazy. So yeah, you must be working all the time.
Obsessed, yes.
Yeah.
All, yeah, there's 3 in my brain right now that I'm working on.
3 more albums, okay. Yeah. The newest, the one that we're introducing now, introducing, mm-hmm, Karl Blau, mm-hmm, is a little bit different to the things you did before.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah, I worked with a producer this time who, and normally on a normal Karl Blau album, I would be producing, performing, writing all the songs, kind of thing. And this is an entire album of cover songs produced by the fantastic Tucker Martin, who's a dear friend, and we've been talking about doing an album together for a long time, and he had this crazy idea of doing this kind of country soul record, and so, and I was like, okay, you know, you're whatever you want to do, man, let's do it. And so
country soul music from back then, Nashville, mm-hmm, 60s, 70s, was, mm-hmm, this your music also back then? Or
no, I mean, let's see, I'm 42. I was listening to a bunch of like older country in my 20s, And I think it's kind of the ultimate like man's vocal expression. It's just my favorite. Like, I think it's so beautiful the way that those men sing these songs. And, it wasn't what I, but it was, it's telling Tucker Martin's story. It's his, he was steeped in this as a child. And so this is his homage to that.
But he wanted you to have on the record with your voice. You're part of this record too, Carl.
Yes. I was the kind of the cherry he put on top.
Yes.
Yes. You know. And it's called. Somehow my name's on the album.
Somehow. Got there. Und es hat ziemlich lange gedauert, bis die Platte fertig wurde. It took you 7 years to record the album or in the process of?
The first album was done about 7 years ago, finished. And that was just a single. And we were like, oh, that was so easy. And so that was the seed that then would become Introducing Carl Blau, which we did in just, I think we started 3 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a song with which it all started. That's How I Got to Memphis. Mm-hmm. We're going to listen to this right now.
Sure.
That was ready 7 years ago.
Yeah, actually, it was the basics were written in 2001, I think, recorded.
Okay, wow.
And then it sat there for a long time, and Tucker's like, well, I'm looking for the right voice to do this. And I said, hey, let me take a crack at it. And then that day, you know, I learned the song and put the vocals on. These are the vocals that you hear now is, I think, recorded in 2009 or something.
Okay, sehr gut. Also vor acht Jahren hat er diesen Song schon aufgenommen mit Tucker, aber das war damals auch so die Zeit, da hatten sie sich in den Kopf gesetzt, zusammen ein ganzes Album zu machen, eben mit Country-Songs aus den 60ern und 70er Jahren während der Nashville-Ära. Wir hören jetzt Carl Blau mit That's How I Got to Memphis und danach spielt er für euch live was auf der Gitarre. Heute Abend ist er im Privatclub. In Kürze schreiben wir euch drauf auf die Gästeliste. That's How I Got to Memphis. Carl Blau auf Flux FM. The original version is from
Tom T. Hall.
Tom T. Hall. Mm-hmm. And you just told me that, dass viele Leute eben, die zu seinen Konzerten kommen, auch sagen, ey, ich bringe auch noch meinen Papa mit und mein Opa kommt sogar auch mit. Denn diese Songs natürlich sind von früher. Es ist ein reines Coveralbum, muss man sagen. Aber gerade Carl mit seiner ganz eigenen Art, die Songs zu interpretieren und Tucker dann eben, Tucker was sitting on the drums.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you might know his wife, Laura Veers. Are you familiar with her?
Yeah.
She was the soaring voice at the end, doing that part. Yeah.
Where did you record, actually, this stuff?
It was in Tucker's studio in Portland. He calls it Flora Recording and Playback.
Yeah. Now I remember. Laura Veers was here as well.
Oh, yeah. She must have been. Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah. Ja, und er hatte eben diese Songs mit ihm über die letzten Jahre hinweg dann aufgenommen. Die alten, man kann ja sagen, Hits aus den 60ern und 70er Jahren von damals, Country, Soul. Und Tucker wollte eben das schon immer machen und hat sich Carl eben als die Stimme dazu geholt. Und dieser Mann, der hier neben mir sitzt, der ist rund um die Uhr beschäftigt, spielt Konzerte noch und nöcher und macht das alles eigentlich vom Nordwesten Amerikas aus. Tell us a little bit about your hometown and the environment where you're living. You've got of probably your own studio or a DIY guy.
My studios are constantly changing. I'm working in other people's spaces a lot. The town is tiny. It's under 20,000 population. It's a fishing village close to where I grew up on Samish Island, but Anacortes, Washington is the name of the town, Washington State, Anacortes on Fidalgo Island. But for being so small, it has a really... has a lot of interesting music and art happening there, which has been sort of spurred along by former generations of like rock and rollers and, you know, grunge artists and stuff, and people kind of starting to document the music, and then that's getting the younger people excited to make their own music, and it just kind of keeps reseeding itself. It's a fascinating tiny like petri dish
to be a part of.
Yeah, I know, and I put on shows all the time, and part of this collective called Anacortes Music Project now, that's this nonprofit that's making sure we have great shows and that kids are getting music lessons and things like this. So
How often do you drive to Canada?
You know, I should go more often. It's right there. I play some shows every once in a while and visit. We like to visit Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. But.
And after Trump, someone thought about moving to Canada. It's not so far away from your hometown.
I know. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Although, yeah, I think we need to be part of the change. So I'm going to stay.
Good decision. You should stay there. And maybe one day you will be an oyster fisher in about 40, 50 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No? I'll teach my grandchildren the trade. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, der liebe Karl ist heute Abend im Privatclub und stellt seine neuen Songs vor, also die gecoverten, aber in der eigenen Version natürlich. Karl Blau, wenn ihr sagt, cool, den Typen höre ich mir an, dann lasst euch doch gerne von uns auf die Gästeliste schreiben. Die 030 2000 9000 ist im Angebot. 030 2000 9000. Bitte jetzt anrufen für heute Abend Privatclub. Ein toller Künstler aus dem Nordwesten Amerikas ist angereist, um seine Songs vorzustellen. Er hat sich gleich die Gitarre, die bei uns hier rumsteht, geschnappt und dachte, ey, kann ich hier nicht was später drauf spielen. Und ich sagte, natürlich kannst du das. So, which song are you going to play for the audience?
Yeah, here is Six White Horses.
Carl, it was a pleasure having you here. We will enjoy the song.
My pleasure, thank you.
And you, your trip to Berlin.
Dankeschön.
And look through the window, oh Marie. Open up the shutter, tell me what you see. Was that his knock that I heard at the door? Or is it six white horses coming down the road? Come here and touch me and say that it's all right. You know that to my eyes the days are as the nights. Read again the letter that tells me where he's gone. To hell with the fight, and I want my son home. I taught him how to fish, and I taught him to be strong. Taught him that killing any man was wrong. But tomorrow in battle I'd run to where he stood, if the help of a blind man do any good. Last night I went to his room for a while. I touched all the things that he used as a child. I rocked the cradle where he used to lay. I found his tin soldiers and threw them away. Come here and look through the window, oh Marie. Open up the shutter, tell me what you see. Was that his knock that I heard at the door? Or is it six white horses coming up the road?